Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due!
Well, next year marks 100 years of the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, whose players dazzle crowds with their amazing skills and mischievous antics on the court. Now, while times have changed and left the team behind somewhat, they played an important role in desegregating basketball in the United States, even if some in the civil rights movement felt that the Trotters did not foster change, but in fact inhibited it. Now, to give us the full story, Cameron Hill from Off the Ball is with me. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. How did they all begin?
They were founded in Chicago as the All-Black Savoy Big Five in 1926. So they were set up in response to, as you mentioned, the segregation of U.S. basketball at the time, which, like many sports in the U.S. around that period, black players were restricted to black leagues. You could only play there. You weren't allowed to integrate into the other ones. So they began playing in local leagues in Chicago before being acquired by a man named Abe Saperstein, a great name, a Jewish businessman from London. And he took the team on their first real series of road games on a tour of Southern Illinois. Around this time, he changes their name, crucially, to the New York Globetrotters first, and then the Harlem Globetrotters in 1930.
So this is telling us they are definitely black.
Indeed, because at the time, even now, but especially at the time, Harlem was closely associated with black culture. So the Harlem Renaissance in literature is taking place.
Now, were they messing about at this point, or were they a straight basketball team?
No, proper competitive. So they were playing in these local leagues. They branched out into the first ever professional basketball tournament in the US in 1939, the World Professional Basketball Tournament. Not the most inventive name, but anyway. Lost the final, interestingly, to the New York Renaissance, another all-black team. And then the year after, in 1940, they win that tournament. They go on in 1948 and 1949 to beat the all-conquering Minneapolis Lakers.
Okay, now were they white teams?
Yes, so they were a combination of
white
teams.
So we had a desegregation at the professional level, but the teams would have been all white or all black.
Indeed, yes. So this is a few years. In fact, when they beat them in 1949, the Lakers, who go on to become the Los Angeles Lakers, they had won the last BAA championship in 1949 before it merged with another body to become the NBA. So this is the last year before the behemoth known as the NBA comes into existence and professional basketball really takes off.
Now, the more comic elements and the showboating, when did that all start?
Around this time. So the credit goes to a guy called Rhys Goose Tatum, who was a player with the Trotters. And the Times, in an interview this week with one of the former Globetrotters, now their coach, said in 1951, the Trotters were recruited to show the world the kindly face of American democracy with this kind of comic element and also incredible skill. So they went off to the Olympic Stadium in Berlin, where famously Hitler's Olympics took place, and Jesse Owens kind of confounded his twisted ideology. But back home, the love for the Globetrotters was beginning to cool as the civil rights movement emerged. Pulitzer Prize winner James Michener watched a game and felt he was seeing players propagate racial stereotypes, lazy and gangly and sly. Their success in life depended on outwitting the white man. The Clown and Globetrotters were accused of presenting a sporting version of old minstrel shows. So the phrase Uncle Tom's was levelled at them quite a bit.
Had they any defenders in the black community?
Yes, actually Reverend Jesse Jackson said they were a force for good. So he came out in staunch defence of them. So,
hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
They were slightly divisive among the civil rights movement.
Now, they were also a useful tool for the incipient NBA.
Yeah, so as the Times notes, in March 1950, the Boston Celtics had played in front of 1,700 people in one match. 3 days later, 23,000 showed up to their match because the Globetrotters were playing beforehand. So they were getting people in, and they were also paving the way for black players to join the NBA. So Chuck Cooper became the first African-American to be drafted into the NBA when he joined the Celtics from the Globetrotters. Earl Lloyd was the first to play in the NBA, and their most famous graduate of the Globetrotters into the NBA was Will Chamberlain, Will the Stilt, who stood at 7 foot wow. 1 inches, and he won 2 NBA championships, was a 13-time All-Star Hall of Famer, and is regarded as one of the greatest basketball players.
Okay, so the Globetrotters were basically an entertainment. Meantime, those who were really good, who cut their teeth with the Globetrotters, would move on to the NBA.
Indeed, and their legacy of being this sort of exhibitionist team doesn't really reflect just how good they are, and we'll hear more about that later. But by 1952, they're starting to go more into what we now call sports entertainment. So they invited a former basketball star called Louis Red Klotz to form a team to accompany them on tour. Thus, the Washington Generals served as the ridiculously feeble opposition to the Trotters in exhibition games.
Okay, so that allowed the Trotters to really entertain.
Yeah, as you heard from Krusty, don't bet on the Generals, they never win.
So this is pure sports entertainment, a bit like, I suppose, wrestling.
Indeed. In fact, it's probably a precursor to wrestling. And it, again, still used as this state-sponsored tool for kind of spreading American capitalism and American ideas. So they go and play 9 games in Moscow in 1959. They meet Nikita Khrushchev, were presented with the Athletic Order of Lenin Medal. But Soviet crowds were quite confused by these quote-unquote matches they were watching. Pravda, the state-run newspaper, reviewed the game. This is not basketball. It's too full of tricks. But praised the Globetrotters' skills and suggested that they have some techniques to show us.
Interesting that Khrushchev and his missus came to America, and all she wanted to do was see Disneyland.
There you go.
But that wasn't allowed for security reasons. Anyway, so there was a fascination with American culture anyway. Was there ever a female Globetrotter?
Yes, in 1985, Lynette Woodard, who was the captain of the US women's basketball team that won gold at the 84 Olympics in LA, she became the first female Globetrotter and the first woman to play in a men's professional basketball team.
Now, I have some distant memory that they came to Ireland.
So they came to Ireland and arrived in Dublin Airport, and there's footage of an RTÉ news report of them playing at the Aer Lingus Sports Club. But really, Cork was where they were headed. That was really the home of basketball in Ireland at the time, and some would argue still is. And they played 2 matches against the Generals in Neptune Stadium. Legendary basketball player and broadcaster Timmy McCarthy was in attendance, so of course I had to go speak to him about this. He explained how at one of the games he somehow accidentally managed to steal the spotlight that evening.
89 actually was the year I retired. So when I saw the Globetrotters in the stadium, I had just announced my retirement at 29 years of age. And we were just after being declared national champions. So we were national champions. We were in the Neptune Stadium, our arch rival stadium, and the Globetrotters got an incredible reception. So I was sitting in the stands with my wife and 2 children and was expecting our 3rd child. A number of kids came over and asked me for my autograph as the Globetrotters were warming up, okay? So I was just sitting down, and I would always sign autographs. I was always very conscious of, you know, because I remember when I was a child, I loved getting an autograph, and I didn't like when somebody said no, so I was signing autographs. And there was a group of about 200 French students arrived into the stadium. And for some reason, they saw this guy signing autographs, so they said he must be very important. So they made a big queue right down the sideline waiting for me to sign autographs. And the Globetrotters are warming up, looking, saying, who's this guy? Who is this guy in the sideline? And I signed every single autograph. So, you know, it was actually an amazing experience because, you know, my wife was saying, like, you have to stop, like, they're getting ready to play. I said, there's a few more to sign. But these French students didn't know who I was, but were very happy to get my autograph. And so for about 15 seconds or 15 minutes on that day, I had a little bit of interaction with the stardom of the Harlem Globetrotters.
And those French students have a collector's item, no
indeed,
doubt.
Indeed, indeed.
Now, the star of the Globetrotters was beginning to wane. I mean, do they still exist? What are they doing? When did they stop?
So they're actually just about to embark on their 100th year anniversary tour. But by the 80s, their star was beginning to fade, as you say. So 1993, their owners were on the verge of bankruptcy. They had to sell the idea, the team, to former player Manny Jackson. The emergence of the likes of Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, and then your Kobe Bryants and LeBron James shot the NBA into the stratosphere. Last year, a former player was jailed over a COVID fraud scam and a female ex-player sued for sexual harassment. And 5 years ago, a player had a banana thrown at him by a news anchor in Alabama, suggesting that the role they had in breaking down barriers had been forgotten by some. And Timmy actually explains why he feels the Globetrotters could no longer compete with the NBA on the basketball front and on the sports entertainment front, as you mentioned, the WWF / WWE.
No, they don't. What they did is, you know, they held it for a long, long period of time, okay? And, you know, in sports entertainment, that has moved on. And if you look at it in reality, sports entertainment in basketball now is the NBA. Kids are watching the NBA. Kids are watching Eurobasket. Kids are watching, you know, WWE. I mean, WWE, they kept reinventing themselves. They kept reinventing their story, you know? And when they found something was becoming dated, they dropped it. The Globetrotters just kept doing the same thing. So the legacy is they were at the top of the tree and they're now part of a circuit which has less relevance in basketball worldwide than it had in the early days. However, they are still incredible basketball players. But because of their buffoonery, because of their clown, you know, acting, which was part of the show, people sometimes forgot the fact these guys can ball. These guys can play camera, like. And, you know, and I remember that day in the Neptune Stadium saying, like, these guys are serious basketball players.
And that's Timmy McCarthy finishing up that report on the Harlem Globetrotters from Cameron Hill.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.